The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks begin an important road trip in Dallas, Texas tonight at American Airlines Center with their first meeting against the Dallas Stars this year. Dallas is coming off a shutout win against the New Jersey Devils on the road and a bucket load of confidence coming back here to Big D with an 18-5-5 overall record and 41 points, second place in the Central and second place in the West. The Sharks are now coming off games in which they lost 6-0 to Colorado, the number one defensive team in the NHL, and 7-1 to Washington, the number two defensive team in the NHL on the night that they played them. Tonight they're against a team that's number four in the NHL defensively, and San Jose is still stinging from the Alex Ovechkin and Ryan Leonard performances at the Shark Tank. It all began with Ovechkin getting the first goal for the Capitals.
Roy keeps it in. Stick handles down into the corner. Throws it toward the front of the net. I think Askarov got a piece of it. He gets that one now in front, though. They score! And it's Alex Ovechkin, the grade eight, standing in the right spot and snapping it past goaltender Askarov, making it 1-0 Washington. And the Sharks fans see a bit of history as Alex Ovechkin scores his 910th career goal.
It seemed that the Sharks had gotten off to a decent start in the game until that very moment. Mario Ferraro pointed to it as a turning point in the game.
From then on, we just, I don't know. I thought our start wasn't too bad to get going on the game. And then after we gave up that first one, it just snowballed from there.
By the time Ovechkin got his second goal, which was on the power play, the wheels had fallen off the cart.
Power play continues. 24 seconds left on the man advantage for Washington. Shot toward the net. Leonard tips to the slot. Ovechkin, score! Alex Ovechkin, the grade eight, gets his second goal of the game, 14th of the season, and this one is on the power play. Washington 5, the Sharks nothing.
So how do you get over a game like that? How do you move on and recover from a loss? Will Smith put it simply.
Yeah, I think you have to look at it, learn from it, but get past it, and we're on to the next one.
Rookie Sam Dickinson is just going through this in the NHL for the first time, but he has a couple of ideas as to how to get over a tough loss.
I think it's just, you know, you got to move on quickly. There's 82 games. Not all 82 are going to go perfectly, and, you know, we've seen that a couple times this year already, so it's a long season for a reason. So I think it's just, you know, it's nice with a quick turnaround that you just kind of get to mentally refocus to a new game and just kind of focus on that one and get going for it.
What will show head coach Ryan Warsofsky that the team has flushed that game out of their memory and gotten back to the present?
Yeah, are we competing and skating to get into battles? Are we winning puck battles? Is the focus level within our structure there? And I think we'll know that pretty quickly here when this game starts tonight.
One part of the present is that the Sharks will have Jeff Skinner back in action. He's missed the last 10 games with an injury. And obviously a man of his experience over 1,000 games in the NHL is going to help the Sharks. Head coach Ryan Warsofsky is counting on it.
Yeah, for sure, especially in this building. Tough place to play. This is a team that's red hot. They play a heavy style of hockey, so we need to obviously take care of in front of our net, and I think Leds does a really good job of that. Obviously getting Skins back helps our depth and hopefully add some secondary scoring.
Ryan Weaves will be out of a lineup tonight, and so will Vinny Iorio. And that means that Nick Leddy gets back into action on defense. He'll be paired up with Sam Dickinson, who's really looking forward to playing with Leddy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I think it's my first time, but obviously, like you said, a lot of experience, a lot of games played, you know, a pretty incredible career. So, it's definitely exciting with, his tools and his abilities. I think we can, definitely put up a good game tonight.
Dickinson feels that he can learn a lot from Leddy, just as much as he has learned from Vinny Desharnais as a D partner. I asked him how much he misses Desharnais, who's been injured the last few games.
A lot. You know, he definitely, he's been a great D partner for me for the, the many games we played together. You know, he's a steady presence out there, you know, great penalty kill guy, and, you know, just the guy you like to have around the room. So, definitely missing him right now, and I'm sure everybody would say that.
Dickinson adds that being energetic at the start of tonight's game is one of his major goals for contribution to victory.
Yeah, I mean, obviously every time you play a really good team like these guys, you want to get on them right away. So I definitely think it's going to be big tonight to jump on them right away. You know, everybody's first shift, you know, has got to be hard, get into it, you know, get on the body and, you know, forecheck and go to work.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment after this timeout on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Greatness doesn't settle for last seed in the playoffs and an early exit. It doesn't rest on its laurels or stare at pennants in the rafters. Greatness isn't found in the past, but in the boundless promise of tomorrow. Forget business as usual, break new ground, and build something unforgettable. Win it all, then win it again. Smash records, defy expectations, usher in a new era. Greatness isn't about what you've done, it's about where you're going. Whatever you do, don't stop. SanDisk, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
Sharks fans, Fieldwork is thrilled to be the official non-alcoholic craft beer and proud partner of your San Jose Sharks. Whether you're at the tank or watching from home, Fieldwork is brewed to be a part of the moment with uncompromising non-alcoholic beers and legendary IPAs to classic lagers and everything in between. Fieldwork has something for every taste and every occasion. Make every occasion special. Drink Fieldwork.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Given the fact that the Sharks have played some outstanding teams in the last few days, they understand what they're up against tonight at American Airlines Center. Will Smith talked about the challenge of the Stars.
Yeah, we know they're a great team. I think they got a lot of offensive firepower. Great D, great goalie, so it's going to be a challenge, but I think we're up for it.
It's a big road trip, and head coach Ryan Warsofsky says that Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith are bound and determined to get over that last loss and get off to a good start on this trip.
Obviously, there's frustration and especially how we lost that last one especially, but you know, I think it's having understanding that we got to get back on the horse here and get going competing-wise and skating. And they're competitive guys. They want to do well. They want to help this team win hockey games. So I know they're excited for this one and excited for our road trip.
One area where the Sharks can do better is A, stay out of the penalty box against the top power play team in the NHL, and B, draw penalties against the opponent. Will Smith gave us an idea as to how they might actually do that tonight.
I think when your feet are moving and you're skating a lot, they other teams tend to take penalties, and whether that's a stick penalty or something incidental, usually when you're moving faster, it's harder for them to cover you.
But it's difficult to do that against a Dallas Stars team that's an outstanding, disciplined club. Head coach Ryan Warsofsky says they're always coming at you.
Their game doesn't change when you plug and place guys in there. And you know, you could say the Florida Panthers are very similar. I know they're not winning like they used to be, but their identity night in and night out is very, you know, you can see it. You can see it shift in and shift out, and you can see that with the Dallas Stars for sure.
So with Ryan Reeves sitting out tonight, Zach Ostapchuk gets back into action on that fourth line with Adam Gaudette and Barkley Goodrow. Jeff Skinner will play alongside Ty Dellandrea and Colin Graf, and that means that Filip Kurashev will skate alongside Alex Wenberg and William Eklund. On defense, it'll be the same top four with Sam Dickinson paired up with Nick Leddy. Dallas is dealing with a lot of injuries to top players, including Matt Duchene, Tyler Seguin, and Thomas Harley. But they've got one of the best power plays in the NHL. The man with the most power play goals in the league, Wyatt Johnston, talked about why he thinks the power play's been so good.
We've just got a lot of smart players who see the ice well, can make plays. You know, guys with really good instincts that you know, don't necessarily need to stick to the script at all times, and we can, you know, play a little bit of freestyle and, you know, allow ourselves to, you know, create different openings and you know, just a bunch of guys who make plays and score and finish.
Join us at 4:30 for the broadcast on the Sharks Audio Network. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.